One of the privileges and one of the heartbreaks of being a human who cares for an animal with a shorter lifespan than our own is that we often get to care for our animals through their dying as well as through their living. And in this, too, is an opportunity for spiritual growth. We are reminded that death is a natural, inevitable part of life, an experience ultimately shared by all living things. We get to practice once again letting go of that which we cannot control. We learn about our own capacity to hold another through their suffering. Sometimes the dying is peaceful, sometimes it is difficult. We are reminded that whenever we lose a loved one, it is always better when friends reach out with empathy and support. After the death, we live for a while in that surreal bit of time during which the sense that someone is missing is palpable, strange, jarring. Then we engage in the final spiritual practice our pets present to us, learning to adjust from the old way of cherishing their presence in our daily living to a new way of cherishing their presence in our hearts, where they remain forever. We've set aside this time in our service to honor the memory of those pets whom we have loved and lost. Several of you have brought photos or mementos of your departed pets. We invite you to come forward, call your pet's name into our gathered community, and light a candle for his or her memory. There's a suggested format in your order of service. Say, for example, my name is Chantal. I remember and honor my golden retriever, whose name was Chanson. If you wish, you may add a brief phrase honoring one way in which your pet nurtured your own spiritual growth. You are also welcome to light candles in silence, and more than one person can light candles at the same time. If you've brought a photo or memento of your pet, we invite you to place it on the chalice table as you come forward to form a line, starting with this side. I will begin. Please join with me in the spirit of prayer and meditation. Breathe in, breathe out. If you feel comfortable doing so, close your eyes. If you have children with you, you may wish to hold their hands. Spirit of life and love that is all around us and within each one of us, we give thanks this day for all the animals we have known and loved, those now departed and those who surround us still. We give thanks for the spirit of the holy that is in each one of them, the divine spark that reaches out through their eyes and kindles the sacred flame that dwells within each one of us, reminding us, inspiring us to be our best selves. We offer up our gratitude not only for the animal companions in our homes, but also for animals who live lives of service, guide dogs, police horses, search and rescue dogs, pet therapy cats. And too, we remember the cats and dogs who roam the streets hungry and without homes. And we hold in our hearts the vast number of animals whose lives and habitats are threatened by human greed and carelessness. This is our prayer, our hope, our wish for all the animals. May there be tasty chew treats for the dogs and sunny sofas for the cats. May there be friendly shoulders for the parakeets and warm rocks for the lizards. May there be food for the hungry and shelter for the cold. Play for the young, and rest for the weary. May we care for the wild ones whom we rarely see, as much as we care for those who greet us at the door every day. And may we each do our part to ensure that our small world is always large enough to sustain and nurture the amazing diversity of life, which blesses us in ways we can only begin to imagine. So may it be. Amen.